In that reading from Jeremiah, there is a vivid image of the prophet going down to a potter's house and seeing a piece of clay in the hands of the potter. And he hears the Lord say to him, "Just like the clay in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel." What is this reminiscent of? Right back in Genesis chapter 2, we read, "Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground." That we are not only made in the image of God, but as the whole of the biblical tradition would teach us, God also wants to reshape us so that at the end of our lives, and once we are through the purgatorial state, we will be perfect creations, holy, righteous, without any defect of sin. Such is what it will mean for all of us to become saints. Each day of our lives, we are to come to God to be shaped, to be reshaped, because God is not finished with any of us yet. And so I'd like to suggest to you today that there are maybe three and perhaps more kinds of Christians, but I'm going to think about three kinds of Christians now. There are the silly putty Christians, the Plato Christians, and the potter Christians. Well, what can we say about silly putty Christians? Think about silly putty for a moment. Maybe you played with it when you were younger. Isn't it great? It's so pliable. You can just take that silly putty and you can stretch it this way and that way, and then you can take it. I remember doing this when I was a little boy, and you would have a cartoon and you would push it onto the cartoon and you would lift it off and there would be this perfect imprint of what was on that page. It's good because it is so pliable. But that's the problem with silly putty. It's just too pliable and it's too stretchable. Once you've picked up the picture of the words, they almost stretch beyond recognition as soon as you've gotten them off the paper. And while silly putty is pliable, it does not hold its shape. And sometimes there are Christians like that. Their faith and lives get shaped at the Mass through their even reading of Scripture, and they have a way of bouncing back from anything that life throws at them. They even pick up both Scripture and its message, and it can be imprinted upon their heart. But then they go off to the office, go to be with friends, they start picking up the imprint of other ideas, and pretty soon you can't even see the Scripture anymore. They're so pliable that the least little nudge, and they're out of shape. And pretty soon, they're that little blob again. Such are silly putty Christians. And then there are the Plato Christians. And just like silly putty, Plato Christians have much that's valuable and good. They keep their shape better. But the problem with Plato is that once it dries, it cracks. It even says this on their website, that if you let it harden in order to try to preserve your creation, it will crack and then it will leak. So if you make a pitcher or a cup or a vase out of Play-Doh, it cracks. It won't hold the water. And there are some Christians like that. Their life and their faith have been molded by God, but they've offered up, in a sense, the wrong substance. They only came to their faith half-heartedly. They sort of play the part, but they don't really live the part. As a consequence, pretty soon their faith and their lives dry out and they begin to crack. And before long, their faith can hold no water. So we've got the silly putty, we've got the Play-Doh, and then thirdly, we have the potter clay Christian. And here's the thing about potter's clay. It is both pliable and shapeable. It needs moisture for the molding process to continue. Now, it doesn't bounce in the same way that silly putty can bounce. It doesn't have that same kind of elasticity. And unlike silly putty, though, it can hold its shape. And unlike Play-Doh, It not only holds its shape, but it doesn't crack when it dries. You can preserve your creation. And here's the point of this homily. Play-Doh Christians and Silly Putty Christians cannot be used in the hands of the potter in the way that clay Christians can. Why is that? Because you see, if we are clay Christians in the hand of our potter, our heavenly Father, our lives truly can be molded by God so that we can become more and more useful vessels in God's service. Why is that? We are both pliable and we are shapeable. But we need that moisture in order to remain workable. And this is where I would suggest to you that the sacramental life of the church provides the moisture we need so as to be continually pliable in the hands of the potter, so that we can be moist enough to be worked on by his gentle care, by the expertise of the potter's hand. Potter's clay may not bounce, but that's okay, because the potter is a very careful artisan who protects the clay as he is shaping and molding. And here's the thing about potter's clay. It can be fired. It can go through the kiln. So that then on the other side of the firing, the potter can then paint an exquisite design on that vessel that the potter has made. And that's the thing about our lives as we are living in this world. Sometimes we think that the trials and tribulations of life are there to break us, but perhaps they're there to bake us. They're not here to break us, they're here to bake us, so that we will be useful, not only for God in the present, but we are being shaped into vessels for an eternal purpose and an eternal use. We are being made for eternity. Now, I realize that all analogies eventually break down, and if pushed too far, the same thing can be said here. But you get the point. How we give ourselves to God determines the kind of medium God has to mold. We can be silly putty or Play-Doh or potter's clay Christians in God's hands. God invites us to be potter's clay. God desires to shape in us what he was able to completely shape in the humanity of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on the cross gave himself completely to the Father. We are challenged to do the same thing, to become potter's clay in the potter's hand and give ourselves day by day to God.